20% cream and the rest milk. But what you're talking...
Is the blue milk less percentage of cream than like 2% or skim milk?
I think it is. 2%, of course, is the less. That's true, yeah. But I remember people used to talk about blue milk. I said, yeah. And they said, well, it almost has a bluish tinge to it. It has no cream in it. Mm-hmm. It's very... I give it to babies a lot of times that can't tolerate the cream and all in when they begin to drink regular milk. But blue milk, I'm going to keep saying diluted, and that's not the word.
I've also heard it called Blue John.
Yes, I've heard it called Blue John. I certainly have. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember my daddy used to refer to Blue John for some way, refer to it. But I have heard it that.
You know, that's funny. I found out that Blue John is made from a certain kind of cow's milk. It's made from the Holstein's milk.
Oh, that's interesting.
And here we have, I guess we have Guernsey cows or
Jersey
cows, and they make a thicker milk, so we don't make Blue John from that milk.
That's right, uh-huh. And I remember when my children were growing up, we lived down the valley near Farmer's Dairy. Used to take the kids on a tour of the dairy, and they used to talk about the Blue John. But I don't know what they do dilute all the cream out of it that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. A milk product that comes in a tub and it has curds in it.
Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese, we always called it.
And how about a bread made with cornmeal? What do you call that?
Oh, cornbread.
How do you
I
make that?
I love to make that. Mm-hmm.
Do you cook that inside the oven? You bake
I make
that?
It in a skillet. Cornmeal. You make it with...
Oh,
yeah. I've always made mine in an iron skillet. You put... And buttermilk.
On top of the stove?
No. You bake it.
You put the skillet inside.
I usually make it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Uh-huh. You use cornmeal and egg and boiling water a lot of times. And some people now put corn... They like to put whole kernel corn and green chili in it and make cornbread like that. But I like what I make with buttermilk and cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Boiling, as I say, and eggs. You use eggs and cornmeal and boiling water.
And the have you ever seen anybody make cornbread on top of the stove in a skillet?
I never have. I've heard of people doing that. I have never made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've always made it. And then when I was growing up, and until a few years ago, I had these what my grandmother called corn dodgers. Well, now she did that on the skillet top. She'd make it and then make. And make little individual in the skillet.
Individual patties,
uh-huh.
like a hamburger patty
mm-hmm,
size.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I love that you poured the barley water in it.
I think that's the same as corn pones.
It could be very corn pones.
That's what we
call probably what
you. Well, they're like little hockey pucks.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're right. You're exactly
interesting.
Right. But when I was a little girl, and until a few years ago, I had these skillet, this my grandmother's, and my mother had them. They looked like corn cobs, and you put your cornmeal in them, and they were made of wrought iron, like your skillet,
uh-huh.
and there were six in them, maybe, and you poured your cornmeal in these, and when they came out, it looked kind of like a corn cob. And they were. I don't have those tins anymore or anything else. I think I gave them to my daughter-in-law.
That's cute.
But, I just loved those, and my grandmother had that, rather than the cornbread. Well, they were just like the cornbread, but you just put them in these individual, there were six in a wrought iron pan, skillet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Bread made with wheat is called?
Cold wheat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. And now, let's see, you offered me a Coke. If you... had other soft drinks in your fridge besides Coke, would you still have offered me a Coke? Or would you have offered me something more generic?
Would you like a soda water? I mean, you're that, or you, I would say Dr. Pepper or Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. So you would refer to it by its name?
I would.
Because some people say Coke, and they say, well, it means, you know.
Yeah. Well, my uncle, of course, as I say, I have all the words used for the Coca-Cola. When he had it all the many, many, many years, he had the factory, we called it the factory, down on Myrtle, and then he moved up and built the new building up on Yandell.